Episode 1244, My Strength is My Story with Jackie Green and Lauren Green McAfee. Only one life.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy day. Today is my favorite day of the week. It is My Strength is My Story series, and we have a dynamic duo present with us today. It is Jackie Green and Lauren Green McAfee. It is an incredible episode. I cannot wait for you to listen in. We're talking about only one life. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, friends and family of Jackie and Lauren's, welcome to our family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Before we dive deep, let's welcome in our sponsor, Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McCray, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America. One of the most important things we can do for family and friends who are going through a health crisis is simply to be there, to give them the gift of presence. According to the American Cancer Society, one out of every two men and one out of every three women will receive a cancer diagnosis in their lifetime. It may be you or someone you love, but there is hope for anyone facing cancer. On the weekly podcast, Health, Hope, and Inspiration, Reverend Percy McCray talks with wellness professionals, doctors, pastors, and everyday people who share their expertise, experiences, and stories of hope. Tune in weekly at healthhopeandinspiration.com to listen in to the Health, Hope, and Inspiration podcast. Well, I cannot wait for us to dive in with Jackie and Lauren. I am so excited that you are going to be a part of this discussion. We talk about how a woman's everyday shapes an eternal legacy, about intentionality, busyness. We talk about women who have created impact in their life. We talk about fear, seasons, depression. How did it get away from me? Balance and eternal significance. Without further ado, let's welcome in and let your hearts be filled with joy with Jackie Green and Lauren Green McAfee, Only One Life. Hello and welcome to Create Your Now. I am so excited. We have a dynamic duo in the house. Yes, it's a mother-daughter dynamic duo, mom Jackie Green and daughter Lauren Green McAfee. Mom Jackie Green is the wife to Steve for over 33 and a half years. Mother to six children, she's a mother-in-law and Gigi to her four grandchildren. I'm sure they're precious. Jackie is the co-founder of Museum of the Bible and relishes her roles to her family and supports Steve as president of Hobby Lobby and chairman of the board of Museum of the Bible. Now, daughter Lauren Green McAfee is the wife to Michael of 8 and a half years. She is a speaker, writer, connector, and coffee enthusiast. We cannot forget the coffee. She received her graduate degrees in pastoral counseling and theology, and during this time, she worked at Museum of the Bible in the founding days. Today, Lauren works at Hobby Lobby as corporate ambassador, all the while pursuing a PhD in ethics and public policy. We have two legacies in the house. Welcome, my sisters in Christ. How are you, friends?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's so fun to be here with you.
Oh, I am absolutely thrilled and honored. You have a brand new book out. It is Only One Life, How a Woman's Everyday Shapes an Eternal Legacy. It is a absolutely beautiful read and one that I think we women need to talk more about.
Yeah, well, thank you. We're so excited about it. We can't wait for women to get their hands on this book, and men. We think men can benefit too. But the incredible stories that we've gotten to highlight throughout this book have really inspired and encouraged us along the way. And we hope that it does the same for everyone that gets to pick up this book and read it.
Amen. Well, before we jump into the book, I have to ask both of you, what brings joy to your heart?
Well, first, I think we would probably both say our Savior, Jesus Christ. Having a relationship with Christ brings a joy that surpasses all understanding. But I also am a big fan of coffee, which you mentioned already. That brings a lot of joy and time with my favorite people. So those are, a few things that I just love on a more personal level.
Yeah, so obviously the Jesus, you know, is always the right answer, right? But Jesus brings joy to my heart, my life. But for me as a mom, getting to see my six kids who have chosen to follow him too, that brings me the most joy. There's just no better goal to have in life than to pass on your faith to your family.
Amen.
And for them to make that choice to follow in that.
Yes, because right. As much as we would like to control our children, we cannot control them.
No.
That's right. I think you have 5 children. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. I
do. You know.
I do. Yeah. It gets a little crazy. Well, you wrote this book, Only One Life, and the topic is legacy. Define what legacy is and what it is not.
Yeah, that's a great question. So we love the definition that Max Lucado gave by saying that legacy is, if you can think of it in this way, it's what is that lives on past you. So kind of thinking whenever we leave this life, what is it that will live on beyond us? I think that legacy can also usually sound a little daunting to people. And maybe even people think of it in terms of monetary possessions or things that they'll leave behind in their will. But that's not the way we're looking at legacy. We're really looking at legacy in the way of passing down some of these intangible things like our values, faith, how we impact other people, things that are more eternal as opposed to temporal. So whenever we look at women of legacy, we are looking at these incredible women who have still a lasting impact even today. So we look at women in the Bible and women through history, and some of the women that we highlight, their legacy is still impacting the world today, and because of their faithfulness with the one life that they had when they were living it in their days on this earth. So legacy, is much bigger than possessions. It's the values that we instill in people, the impact that we have on other lives, and allowing that to live on beyond us.
Beautiful. Well, where did this inspiration of writing about women and legacies come from? I have this feeling it's very connected well in the family.
Well, it is very connected. And we both have been blessed to have mothers and grandmothers that lived that out before us. And I know that's not the case with everybody, but we've seen that and we've just been so blessed to experience that. But so often I have come across women as I've been traveling the last few years with awareness events for Museum of the Bible. And I would meet women that I didn't know them, they didn't know me, but by the end of the evening, we connected with the same core values and principles in our lives and the foundational things that were so important to us. And we all had this desire to make it known, you know, that that was the core of who we are and why we do the things we do, or because of our foundation, and we want to pass that along to future generations in our lives, or let it be known to those in our community or in the workplace, and leave our legacy that I am who I am because of what God has done in my life. Anything good that can be found in me is not in myself, it's because of my Lord in me.
Yeah, and an example that I love of legacy in our family that we often talk about is my great-grandmother on my grandpa's side, Marie Green. So many people may know my grandfather and her father-in-law, David Green, founder of Hobby Lobby, and the legacy that he's left by building Hobby Lobby and using that for kingdom purposes. But really, we continue to point back to his mother, my great-grandmother Marie, and say, you know, she really had an impactful legacy that is living on in her children, which includes my grandfather, David Green. And that's because she continually put her faith and lived that out in an authentic way and instilled values in her children that highlighted a hard work ethic, integrity, generosity, and faith, and valuing faith in the eternal things over getting caught up in the worldly things. And so her influence and her legacy is still impacting our world today, but many people will never know her name or know that that was her impact that has lived on through her, her children and grandchildren and even great grandchildren. So that's just one kind of example of legacy that we've seen in our own family that we find so much encouragement in for living out in our own lives.
And it's a beautiful story. All the more reason why you all will want to pick up your own copy of Only One Life, How a Woman's Everyday Shapes an Eternal Legacy. Well, women are challenged every day by their obligations, their responsibilities, children get in the way, husbands. Well, that's for another episode. When we wrap ourselves up in busyness, you know, it's like the new in vogue thing to answer, how are you, with, I'm so busy. How can we escape that and to really focus more on impacting, and that what we really do does matter?
I'll start with that, and then Lauren, you can finish. I think that, okay, so I have six kids. I still have two at home, and one son and five daughters. Lauren's my oldest daughter. And so, well, thank you. It's a lot of hard work, and I need the blessing every day. But, you know, I think that to start off my day for me, I'll just give you an example. For me, I have to, before I get out of bed, just acknowledge that, God, I need you today. I need you to be welcome into my world today, and walk with me today to do my very best in everything that comes my way. And knowing that I can't do it in my own power and strength, that I need somebody bigger than me to help me through this, to do it well and do the best I can. And I'm not perfect. No mother, no person is perfect. But you know, it's just to set the small goals, to just do your best in every area that's going to come before you that day. That's what helps me. And, just to try to be a light to my kids, and because they're my first opportunity, and my husband right there. You know, sometimes we make it bigger than it really needs to be. And I think that's why I love the subtitle, How a Woman's Every Day Shapes an Eternal Legacy. It's not like one day is going to just shape the eternal legacy. It's the little things every day that we do. And we know that we've been influenced by women in our lives, that the little things matter to us. And so often we don't feel equipped to do something big that's impactful, but the little things do matter. We are influential. It's all about being intentional and setting small goals and actually setting a goal of what you want your legacy to be. And so often we don't take the time to acknowledge, I need to set a goal for this. I set fitness goals, nutritional goals, financial goals, all kinds of goals, but have I set my legacy goal? And so this is to encourage women to do that.
Yeah, I think that a beautiful example of a very full life. Well, if you read this book, every woman in the book that we highlight had a full plate and could have easily been distracted by the busyness that we all experience today. But in looking at Susanna Wesley and her story of having many children, two of which went on to become hymn writers and evangelists, John and Charles Wesley, who are probably names that are familiar. But Susanna Wesley, in the midst of her busyness of raising many children, she took the time to put her faith first and spend time in prayer. And I think that's a beautiful just little glimpse of just taking the time to invest in prayer is something that she did. And that incredibly impacted her future generations of her family. And through her sons, that went on to impact really the world, and particularly Western religious population with Christianity in that time period. So every day we can choose to invest in the small things that will make a difference long term. But it does take intentionality, because that schedule will get away with itself. And by the end of the day, you'll be thinking, I got nothing done, but I was constantly doing something. I don't even know what just happened to my day. And that happens to everyone, and that happens to us. And so that's why we are so passionate about this book and this message, is that we are constantly having to tell ourselves this message. And we wanted to get to share that with others of, you know what, every day, let's choose to live intentionally, even if it's in the small things. Are we doing, are we interacting with our children in a loving, faithful way? Are we interacting with the people at the grocery store? Are we doing our work to the best of our ability? And by living out integrity and character and faith and boldness and all of these things that we highlight, we can see our lives begin to shape a legacy that will live on beyond us.
Amen. Something that we all need to do to begin to wipe out that busyness. So when we actually are asked that question, how are you? You can say, I am doing fantastic. Let me tell you what's happening today. God has blessed me. I love that. And it's so important that we as women take that time, because we do live a full plate. God created us as women to carry. That's why some of us have broader shoulders than others, but we definitely have broad hips to carry our children, to, you know, to take care of them for the people that are in our lives. But we have to take care of ourselves and find ourselves first every day. Thank you so very much. Well, as you were researching all of these women, which we'll talk about here in a minute, because there's 36 women you profile, what did God reveal to you in your heart in shaping your eternal legacy?
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was really humbling to be looking at these women and reading about their lives and understanding their context. And it really helps to have kind of just a bigger picture beyond my life of the right here and now. I think that it always helps to step back and have bigger perspective and bigger picture. So, just reading some of the experiences that these women went through, some of the difficult things that they walked through, and they had the tenacity and the resilience to continue forward, gave me so much encouragement that, you know, whenever we have our priorities straight and whenever I have my faith in the most important thing, in Jesus Christ, and that God is with me, that is what got these women through these incredibly difficult experiences, some of them, and challenges that I don't know how I would have risen to the challenge. But I think that the beautiful thing was that in these stories, I don't think that if you were sitting down with these women today, talking to them, they would have said, oh yeah, no, I felt great. I had it all figured out. I was super confident in this. They were just doing their best day by day to continually have that faith in front of them and invest how they could and then continue forward. That was such an encouragement because it makes it more real. It's easy to kind of separate the, oh, well, they did this incredible thing that, you know, I could never do that. But seeing the real lives and just the grit that they had to walk forward no matter what came was encouraging to me to realize, okay, well, maybe we're not all that different. We have the same faith in common and that can help get us through. So that was a huge encouragement that was a big theme that I pulled from writing this book and working on this project.
What about you, Miss Jackie?
Yeah, I feel like I could get caught up as a mom and as a wife thinking, one of these days, you know, and you think it's coming later when you're prepared and you have all this wisdom and knowledge that then you might be able to really be used by God, right? But no, I think we've got to grasp the everyday. And like Lauren was saying, these women and these examples, it wasn't like all of a sudden they were prepared to be this wonderful, awesome woman of God. You know, they had difficult things. They had discouragement. They had trials and tribulations too. They weren't perfect either. And so for me, sometimes I think, well, when I get there, when I arrive, you know, maybe I can really be impactful. But no, it's just taking a hold of your everyday and saying, I'm going to use my today in whatever way God can help me and lead me to do, to be influential with those around me, to impact their lives, to be intentional. I like all those I words. to really use that day. And you just never know what the big picture is going to be. I think any of these women that we can look at in the history and in the Bible, it's not like they knew where they were going, but they had obviously every day been working toward the goal. And I think we just can get so discouraged and caught up with waiting to be equipped. And, for me, I tell myself, Jackie, God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. And so then I put my trust and my faith in him and I get my eyes on him where they should be, not on myself, and just be trusting and following the direction for whatever comes that day.
Love it. Beautiful. Well, in your book, you profile 36 women. That's a lot of women. And some of them I recognize, some I had never heard of, and others I probably slept through during history class because I wasn't interested way back when. Now I'm a little more, you know, engaged in really learning about the past and being more involved in the present. Which women did you relate to most as you did the research?
Wow. Well, in highlighting 36 women, there's so many women that I related to in different ways. I particularly really enjoyed the chapters we wrote on boldness and tenacity. One of the women that we highlighted on the boldness chapter was Amy Orr Ewing, and she just finished up her PhD at Oxford and is just being a really incredibly bold voice for faith in a part of the world where faith is less and less accepted and less important. And she is boldly standing for faith and as an apologist. And I really loved getting to hear her story of just how she made it through the days by pursuing a PhD. She has a couple kids, she's married, and she's working as a speaker and apologist for an incredible Christian nonprofit. And I myself am in a PhD program, so I related particularly to that. And she was a woman in a program that was predominantly with other men. And that's my situation too. I'm the only woman in my program right now. And I just really got a lot of encouragement from seeing her a couple steps further in life than I am right now and seeing the boldness that she's had and she's living out day to day, a faith walk that is such a beautiful example to me. And most people have probably never heard of Amy Orr Ewing, but hopefully in sharing these stories of women that have maybe never been heard about before, there'll be something that connects. So I believe every woman will have a connection with these women in the book because we do highlight so many different types of women in different types of walks. So from young women to older, wiser women, in all different varieties. Some were mothers, some actually were women who never got married or had children, like Elizabeth Ann Everest, who was the nanny to Winston Churchill. And her legacy, we got to highlight, and I love her story. So I hope that people will pick up her story and see her legacy of faith, which she's one of my favorites that we wrote about. So, but most people have never heard her name. So yeah, I'm so excited for women to read about the incredible examples of the women we highlighted. And I know each woman will get something, and I can't wait to hear the stories of who got what message from a particular woman. Because I know it'll be different for everyone, and that's the beauty of it. And we had to choose 36. There were even more that we could have highlighted. But I can't wait to hear from people that have read it and say, you know, oh, well, this particular story meant this to me because of where I'm at right now. So it's been a lot of fun to read and study these incredible women in their lives.
I think I would jump in and take a very different one. Then I think the courage, the legacy of courage really spoke to me because we came out of a time for us that we really, for me, I had to learn to just be courageous and really trust in the Lord. As you know, our family chose to pursue fighting for our religious freedom for our business and our ability to make our own choice for what we felt like with our privately held company was right with our faith, you know. So I think the courage with Esther, she had the courage of the outcast, you know. She was called to go before the king and just reading through that and kind of living through that with her in my heart, just thinking, okay, I can't even imagine that how she was prepared for that. How did she prepare her heart and her soul to just be courageous to do that? She knew that she was risking her life. And could I have done the same? But, you know, with our experience in 2014 with the lawsuit, I felt like so many people came up to me and said, I just don't think I could have done that. You know, I don't think I would have had the courage. And I would say, yes, you would. You know, God that lives within you will give you that strength and that courage. And I found myself saying those things to other women that, like, oh, yeah, it's really true. God really does provide us the courage that we need and the tenacity and the strength to endure things that we never wanted to or never thought we would. So I think courage really spoke to me.
Courage, boldness, and tenacity. Better watch out. We've got legacies in the making. You all are going to want to pick up your own copy of Only One Life, How a Woman's Everyday Shapes an Eternal Legacy. Well, this book is broken down into 12 characteristics of legacy. You have the legacy of courage, generosity, witness, wisdom, teaching, rescue, compassion, boldness, tenacity, faith, prayer, and finally loyalty. Why the 12 characteristics?
Well, it was really hard to narrow it down to 12, honestly. We had a list of Yeah, probably 16 that we had to whittle down to 12. And it took some time. We had to really wrestle through it. But, you know, these were, I think, character traits that we have really appreciated in our own lives and wanted to grow in and wanted to share stories of women that have lived this out for our own encouragement. And so while there are other options we could have used, we kind of ended up going with these for that reason. And who knows, maybe we'll do a second book and include some of the others that we didn't get to in this one. But we'll see. We're excited to just get through this launch.
Well, it's an incredible book and one that definitely you'll want. Jackie, what about you? What stood out with the characteristics of those 12? Why those? And you left a few behind.
I think we chose the ones we felt like most women could relate to and the more common ones that we deal with on a regular basis. I think that young women, older women, anybody can really relate to the different characteristics that we've chosen here. And as Lauren mentioned earlier, I think men would enjoy this book too, because, you know, they only have one life as well. We only have one life, every single one of us, and we don't get a do-over. You know, so we get do-overs on our day to day, God willing, we do. And, but, you know, for the big picture, you just get that one chance to really work on what your goal is for leaving your legacy. What legacy imprint do we want to leave? And yeah, you can't wait till the end and then try to do it.
And I think that some of the ones that we chose maybe wouldn't have been necessarily things that people would have expected, like with prayer. I think that it's easy to say, yes, we know prayer is important, but also, you know, we a lot of times like to be doing things, like to accomplish things, and prayer can be a difficult one to just sit and spend that silent time listening to God as well as praying ourselves to God. So we loved highlighting prayer as an important factor, because that is such an incredible foundation. Even if it doesn't feel like it's an active thing, some of these others may feel like more active traits, like living out boldness and, you know, and these courage and, but faith and prayer and these things that are a little more unseen and difficult to pinpoint are just as important and are such a solid foundation. So we loved getting to highlight women who are living out incredible prayer lives, and those are, it's hard to find sometimes, not because they're not women out there, but it's just a very quiet, personal aspect that gets to be lived out.
Mm-hmm. If you had to pick one of these characteristics, where would your story fit?
I think that, like I mentioned earlier, there are different aspects that caught me depending on the day and depending on the season. But with all of them, I appreciated something that I wanted to apply to my life. And with today where I'm at with the PhD program and work, I mentioned Amy Ora Ewing earlier and her example, just, you know, getting through the day and trying to apply faith in every area of life and learning to think well and communicate well about the issues that she cares about. So for my life right now, that was really applicable. But there were some others that in kind of looking through the history and kind of the years that I can kind of look back on now, seeing that different seasons were kind of brought up different women that I could relate to. And that was a beautiful thing to also wonder if I'm rereading my book in 20 years, what women will I then be relating to in a different way that I'm not today because of the experiences I'll have in the future. And I loved the timelessness of that when we were getting to write this book. So, yeah, it depends on the day and the season as to which one I probably most connect with.
And I'd have to say the same thing, just coming from a little more mature perspective. I didn't say old.
Not old, Miss Jackie. No way.
A little more mature. I've had a little more life experience, but through that experience, I've seen that different times in my life, you know, different character traits were important, or I grew in different ways with different character traits. You know, as Steve and I, my husband and I, wrote a book in November that launched called This Dangerous Book, and I shared in their childhood tribulation that I went through as a 29-year-old mom with four kids at the time, just waking up one morning with pain in my joints and not knowing what was going on. Suddenly, I had something really big happening, and I didn't know what to do with it. I'd never been sick before, and I was caring for children, and it kind of sent me down a little bit of a spiral of fear and, you know, fear of the unknown, and probably a little bit of a depression, just this heaviness over me, you know. And so I share about that. And at that time, I learned the prayer was really important, but also being in the Bible, reading scripture, quoting scripture. You know, I talk about how I'd have to write it on index cards. I would put them in my purse. I would put them in my nightstand. I just kind of needed that word before me every day, just all through the day. And go the last thing at night before I went to sleep, I needed to read a scripture and try to memorize and quote a scripture just to help me sleep through the night and have that peace. So prayer was a big life lesson for me at that time. Then as I told a while ago, courage, then here I am at this point in my life in the last few years, has been a big element. So like Lauren said, you know, different times in our life, we need more of certain things, and we grow in different ways. We grow through our life experiences in any of these different character traits. And I think it's just so encouraging to look back at others' lives in the Bible and in history, and then current day women that are using these character traits and showing us how it worked for them, and knowing that when they were going through these things, they didn't have it all figured out, no, either. But it's a journey. It's just being willing to go on that journey and embrace the moments, the teachable moments that God can provide us every day. But what are we going to do with them? You know, we need to use them to learn from them and to help others. You know, we're called to love the Lord our God first and foremost, but then to love and care for others. And so just to use these experiences for our life, but others too.
Amen. And all the reason why, because you all are going to carry a lot of these characteristics in your life. You're going to want to have your own book so you can read these stories and begin to associate yourself possibly with what was it that they did that maybe I can do something different. It's only one life, how a woman's everyday shapes an eternal legacy. Well, let's move legacy into the everyday. What does that look like for you?
It's a great question. And I think that looks different for every woman in a different season. So for me in the season now, I found that I don't have any children yet. My husband and I, you mentioned we've been married 8.5 years. We don't have any children. We've hoped for children and have experienced infertility as well as failed adoption attempts. So we have been pursuing adoption for 5 years and are still pursuing that. And so with the season that I'm in right now, my husband and I have been able to be really involved together with our work at Museum of the Bible and Hobby Lobby, and trying to invest in as well our community and our church. And that season has changed as I've watched my friends have children. And I write about this a bit in my book, where my best friend that we've grown up together since we were 7 years old, she is about to have her second baby, which is amazing. And I look now on her season and see her everyday intentionality looks different than mine does. I'm, you know, working full time, and I get to travel and for some of my work. And, you know, she's at home with her beautiful daughter, and now soon has another child on the way. And she's living out that every day by pouring into other young moms and investing in the school locally here and caring for teachers and bringing school supplies and leading women's Bible studies, because she's working just part-time right now as a speech therapist. And so my season looks different, and it's been interesting to try and navigate through friendships as seasons change and continuing to invest in each other. But seeing that my everyday looks different, and my everyday right now is that I get to come into the office, and I hopefully am working as unto the Lord and doing everything I can to work hard and honor Him, but also love on the people that are around me and invest in the people that I interact with on the airplane and wherever I'm traveling, and being intentional with that, as well as investing in my husband and our marriage, and having a strong marriage, because that is an important aspect of our legacy, is whenever we have strong marriages, that impacts the whole family. And that is an important aspect of leaving a healthy legacy, is having a strong marriage. So, yeah, so that's kind of the season that I'm in right now. And it'll change. I know, who knows what it'll look like in 5 years, and we'll just keep figuring it out along the way. And which is the beautiful thing, is that it does change. So we have to constantly be relying on the Lord and seeking after Him and ask, what does it mean to be intentional in the everyday right now? And tomorrow that could be different.
How about you, Miss Jackie?
Yeah, I think that, when I hit at about approaching 50, okay, let's just say it that way. I felt like, you know what? I've worked really hard doing my husband the best I could for him to do what he needed to do, to be successful and, be the leader that he needed to be for our home. But also we worked together very closely on raising our children. And, I found myself going, okay, I might be halfway through my life. Wow, how did I get here so quickly? You know, it happens really fast before you know it. And when you're busy just doing the everyday, suddenly it's like, oh, I've arrived at maybe my halfway point, maybe more. What have I really done that's really important? And realizing that the really important things to me were leaving this legacy imprint and making it clear to my children that, hey, if I'm not here anymore, this is where you go for answers. This is what got me through difficult times. Going to God for your strength and your answers in the Bible, it's just so important. And have I really made that clear to them you can imagine six kids, you've got five, you know, life can get away from you really fast. A day can just be gone like that. And like you mentioned earlier, Lauren, how did it get away from me? You know, what did I do that mattered today? And, not knowing what tomorrow holds, none of us know that. Just saying, hey, I need to really be working on this and making this very clear what my message is for when I'm gone. But not even think when I'm gone, but what's really important today? You know, we just have to have balance in our lives. And I think for me, trying to balance being a mom, being a wife, being a grandmother, being a friend, an aunt, a daughter, you know, we're all these things. Being a support with the Museum of the Bible has been a big deal, a big part of my life the last few years is co-founding that and trying to, really help in any way I can. It's not something I ever saw happening, but I feel like these are important messages for women to hear and to be encouraged to know that whatever season they're in, that God's going to carry them through, but they need to look to Him.
Amen. Well, you all are going to want to pick up your own copy of Only One Life, How a Woman's Everyday Shapes an Eternal Legacy. Well, when they pick up this book, what do you hope your readers are going to gain from it?
Encouragement.
Yeah, exactly. Encouragement.
Inspiration.
I hope that women walk away feeling inspired and encouraged, as well as feeling the call to steward their only one life well, and to really look through the lens of what they're investing in and what they're thinking on and what their everyday is about, and saying, am I doing what I'm called to be doing to invest this life in a way that will have eternal significance? Our family always says there are two things that are eternal. That is God's word and human souls. So by investing in promoting God's word, investing in reading and studying God's word and knowing that and teaching it, and then investing in others, in people, and drawing them towards, trying to encourage people towards Christ, those are things that are going to last into eternity. Everything else doesn't matter. The success we have in business, the name you can make for yourself, whatever it is that people are pursuing, really is not going to matter in eternity. But as we look to, okay, what is eternal and what does it mean to steward this life by living every day to shape an eternal legacy? That's what I hope people will be encouraged to do.
Well, I know they're going to be encouraged because they're going to want to find you. Where can people connect with you?
We are on social media. We both have Twitter and Facebook. So you can find me at Lauren A. McAfee on Twitter and Instagram. And you can also find me at Lauren Green McAfee on Facebook. And for the book, people can find the book anywhere books are sold. It comes out June 5th. It will be on Amazon. It's on Amazon. You can pre-order it, and it'll be in Hobby Lobby stores as well if you want to walk into your local Hobby Lobby.
And my Twitter is at Jackie D. Green.
I cannot wait. I visit Hobby Lobby a little too much. Real quick here, I got to tell you my story. So when we were living in Nebraska, we were all the way in North Platte. So we were far towards the western side of the state. And you all have a Hobby Lobby. I think it's in Grand Island. Or is it the other one? Anyway, I went there because I needed trees. And I kid you not, I had a conversion van. And it was the only Hobby Lobby that was closest to me. So I had to drive like an hour and a half to 2 hours to get these trees. I have five children, remember. So I have this huge conversion van. I wanted to buy them for the church and also for our house. I went off five trees. And I'm not talking about those ones that are 5 feet tall. I'm talking about the 12, 15 footers.
Oh, huge one.
I stuffed all those trees and my five children. To this day, when I say Hobby Lobby, their eyes get really big.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing. That's very impressive. You can fit all of that. Hey, yes. Conversion vans, they're very spacious.
That's right. But you all are a living legacy and it is incredible. And I appreciate you putting pen to paper, that you're reading everybody else's story so that we too can appreciate, because some of these women we would never know. We hear of men, but we don't necessarily hear of the women. And you bringing this to light, thank you so very much.
Oh, it was an honor and a joy. So thank you for having us on and talking about it.
Well, before I let you go, I have one final question. The series is called My Strength is My Story. What has your story gifted you?
Our story. So I think that my strength and my story is just that in everywhere I turn, I can see that God has been with me in the difficult and in the hard things. And that's something that brings a lot of comfort for walking forward in the future with joy. So looking to God and his faithfulness is a great strength for my story.
I think too, the same thing. I think just my strength has come from knowing where my strength comes from, whatever my story might be, is the most important thing to me. And that's the most important lesson I've ever learned in life, is that it doesn't have to be in my strength, but the Creator God that of the universe, I have the strength that He enables me to do whatever comes my way. And I never walk alone. He's with me all the way. That's my strength.
Amen. Beautiful. I love you all so very much. Many blessings. I know God has something bigger planned than what you can even imagine. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your love and just for giving and sharing your heart with us.
Oh, well, thanks for having us.
We appreciate it. It's our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.